And at the end of it, I said, fine, great, super.
But we still didn't like the song, you know. We were a bit conscious of our image. We didn't just want to be like everyone else, you know, because it was all changing then, too. I mean, you'd meet people, you know, like Derek Jewell from the Sunday Times, and you'd be sort of saying, you know, well, what about Cliff Richard and all that? And we felt like sort of the generation after Cliff. You know, he was a bit more that sort of people wrote him songs and he was an idol and sort of stuff. And our thing was a bit anti that. You know, it was a bit more sort of just group and we write our own stuff and it's a bit different than that.
And they said, well, do you mind if we record one of our own? I said, well, if you can give me a song that's as good as that, record it, fine. But otherwise, that's going to be your next record. I said, well, give us a week. And they came back with a song that I'd rejected previously, which, because they'd done it too slowly. And in fact, I'd told them that they needed to speed the whole thing up and make it fast, make it much more vibrant. And this was Please Please Me. They'd done it as a kind of very slow rock number to begin with. And we listened, they played it to me again in the studio, and I modified a little bit of an ending and so on. And I worked on it with them. And at the end of the session, I was knocked out because it really was a great record. And I said to them, gentlemen, you've got your first number one hit.